is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said that India has rolled out 5G telecom services across all states and union territories, covering 80% of the population in just 22 months. Addressing the inaugural session of the 5th Global Standards Symposium in New Delhi, Mr. Sindhya said 5G rollover is expected to inject $450 million into the economy by 2040. On the Global Symposium, the minister said this will serve as a beacon for global dialogue to build a consensus on the standards that will support the global rollout of new technologies. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to hold several bilateral meetings with the Algerian leadership and address the Algeria-India Economic Forum today. The president is in Algiers, the capital of Algeria, as part of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit is focused on reaffirming India's commitment to further strengthen its existing friendly and cordial relations with countries in Africa. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th October, and in the final leg, President will visit Malawi from 17th to 19th October. The US-India Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF, is underway in New Delhi to enhance bilateral trade, supply chains, semiconductor investment, AI and next-gen technologies cooperation. The summit follows on the heels of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's successful recent visit to the US for the Quad Leaders Summit and the United Nations General Assembly. The day-long summit also aims to bolster defense ties, promote clean energy, and secure a free and open Indo-Pacific. Centre has revoked the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir, paving the way for the formation of a new government in the Union Territory. A notification in this regard has been issued by the central government. National Conference, a Congress alliance, has secured majority in the recently held assembly elections. Earlier, National Conference Vice President Umar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday in Raj Bhavan, Srinagar, and had staked claim for the formation of the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. Federation of Medical Association has called for a 48-hour cease work from 6 a.m. this morning in solidarity with the hunger strike by the junior doctors. On behalf of the Federation, Dr. Swardate Mukherjee informed that emergency services are not under the purview of the program. Joint platform of doctors are observing symbolic hunger strike for 12 hours from 9 a.m. today at their respective workplace to further strengthen their demands to the state government. Delhi government today imposed a blanket ban on manufacturing, storing and selling of all kinds of firecrackers in view of rising pollution in the national capital. The ban will be implemented from today till 1st of January next year. The Delhi Pollution Control Committee has issued an order in this regard, which also includes a ban on delivery through online marketing platforms and bursting of all kinds of firecrackers. The United States of America announced that it is sending an advanced missile defense system to Israel and about 100 American troops to operate it. This is the first time U.S. forces have been deployed in Israel since the Hamas-led attacks a year ago. The Pentagon said President Joe Biden ordered Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to send the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System and its crew to Israel. The announcement comes less than 2 weeks after Iran fired a barrage of missiles at Israel on October the 1st. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher amid positive global cues. The BSE Sensex advanced 590 points or 0.7% to 81,972. And that is the end of this news bulletin.